land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this terrific Tuesday, February 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Glad to have you guys along for the show, for the ride today. We are pre-tripped, ready to roll down the road. Got a great show lined up for you. I'm going to be talking with Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. He got a notice from the courts that we're going to be talking about, and pretty excited to discuss it with them, because this is going to be a very interesting public hearing at the courthouse there in Otsego County. So he'll have all the information and details for us. Greatly appreciate him as a sponsor in the fight that he's fighting with the health department, and potentially changes that can be made within our bureaucratic agencies within the Michigan state government. So Ian's going to give us an update on that, kind of a overall view, field report, everything wrapped up today in the second hour. You won't want to miss that. It'll be on from 10 to 10:30. Hour number two, segment one, if you're monitoring the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and you're clicking on podcast, just go to today's date, February 6, hour two, segment one. Also excited, been reached out to already by a few folks that are going to be attending the next Robert's Rules of Order State of Michigan Constitution class, April 13th, down in Traverse City. Grand Traverse County Republican Party had Katie Niss on yesterday, the chairwoman and also candidate for the 103rd House District, and looking forward to them getting it approved by their executive committee and then making the arrangements for the tables and the chairs. Excited, excited. If you want to attend this upcoming class, text me class. I'll text you the flyer as well as the website, acconservatives.org. It's already been updated. Lots of going on in Lansing, and I got to tell you, I talked about the governor's press release that she's coming out with tomorrow. She is going forward with her upcoming budget proposal, and she's going to do it with an expanded vision of how we're going to expand public education in the state of Michigan. This will be going from four-year-olds, what she's calling pre-K, all the way through an associate's degree at a community college, high school seniors graduating high school. Well, according to this plan, this vision that Whitmer wants to put into the fiscal year 2025 budget this coming June, when the seniors graduate, they would be eligible to go to a local community college to get an associate's degree with no tuition cost. That's the plan that she's going to be rolling out there in her press conference tomorrow. Now, there are some bills that the House Republicans want in exchange for ending gridlock. I cannot believe that Matt Hall is that desperate to share power with Joe Tate. But it's a very, very interesting story. We're going to go into it in the next segment. Hour number one here on this Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spolliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spolliver, electspolliver.com. Paid for by Todd Spolliver for state rep.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. House Minority Leader Matt Hall, of course, minority, because they are going to lose perhaps their 54-54 gridlock position after the upcoming April special elections, replacing the two Democrats that resigned. But right now, he is wanting to negotiate a shared power position with the Democrat Joe Tate, which Tate has flat out rejected, not interested in any way, shape, or form, not willing to co-share the gavel with Matt Hall in any way, shape, or form. And Matt Hall continues to beg. The Republican leader laid out a list of requests that his Republican caucus wants in exchange for Republican cooperation in the House, starting with the passage of bills negotiated last year as trade for Republican votes on the land value tax plan, none of which have passed yet. In a letter to the House Speaker Joe Tate, Hall called for the passage of three Republican-sponsored bills and one bipartisan bill package, which he said is long overdue as part of the agreement. Back in October, before they ended the legislative session on November 14th, Democrats negotiated for 10 Republican votes on Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan's land value tax plan. This, of course, was a proposal that reduces homeowner property taxes in Detroit while increasing the taxes on larger pieces of undeveloped land. In exchange for five Republican bills initially put on the agenda, 12 Republican yes votes were put up on the board for House Bill 4966. But surprisingly, no votes from several Democrats kept the bill from receiving the necessary 56 votes to move out of the House chamber. Despite the land tax legislation not making it across the finish line, Hall said yesterday that the promises made by the Democrats need to be still honored. Quote, in the end, 12 Republicans voted for the bill, which failed due to lack of Democrat support. Well, here we are nearly 4 months later. Several of those bills are still awaiting House approval. So what's really going on? The current 54-54 House split, according to Hall, should be, quote, an opportunity to work together to address major issues in our state, end quote. But so far, Democrats have been unwilling to make other changes to reflect the split House, including balancing the committees, which should now be equal number of Republicans and Democrats on every committee, recorded votes on attempts to discharge bills, and even votes on the board for proposed amendments. Hall said, so far, the Democrats have rejected all of our common sense proposals for collaboration. After Democrats adjourned the legislative session in November 14th, which was the earliest they had ever done it in 55 years. Not much House business has been placed on the agendas. Surprise, surprise. He went on to say, the chamber has passed only one bill, one, since we were gaveled back in on January 10th. Folks, this is February 6th. 1 week, you give Republican representatives minimal time to review a proposed amendment and expected our members to post their votes without even fully understanding the changes. Another day, while Republicans were in caucus discussing pending legislation, you abruptly adjourned session without warning and canceled a planned vote on Republican-sponsored bills. Hall said the purpose of last year's Detroit deal was to get the ball rolling with small steps toward building trust between the two parties. But unfortunately, you fumbled that ball when you did not hold up your end of the agreement. That is why trust in the process has broken down. We have broken deals, failed votes, rejected amendments that had a large majority support. We still have stacked committees, phony quorums, plans made in the dark of the night, and bills disappearing from the agenda. He said in order to rebuild trust, Democrats should put several bills up for a vote this week. State Representative Kathy Schmaltz, Republican from Jackson's House Bill 4578. This allows retired state correction officers to exempt from the income tax retirement and pensions benefits similar to other public safety retirees. Others already have it. Why doesn't state correction officers get it? Another common sense bill, State Representative Jerry Nyer of Shepherd's, his House Bill 4011, reduces penalties for family farmers who fail to report the death or injury of a family member on a farm. Penalties for failing to report death or injury of a family member on a farm. Okay. Others include my state representative, John Roth, House Bill 4178, Detroit State Representative Karen Winsett's House Bill 4179, Democrat Kelly Breen's House Bill 4180, another Democrat, Samantha Stekla from Farmington Hills, House Bill 4181, and Republican Harrison Township State Representative Alicia St. Germain, House Bill 4182. These package of bills make together up the fertility fraud package and criminalize deceit surrounding sperm donors and other details related to assisted reproduction. We really have to have bills for all of that. Okay. Finally, another bill, State Representative Smaltz's House Bill 4694, which requires the Department of Health and Human Services set aside a portion of foster child's benefits to be deposited into a separate account and conserved. On the ask, bill sponsor Roth said Hall clearly outlined nonpartisan issues that both sides of the aisle should be able to get behind. The fact that only two votes were taken in January is completely unacceptable to the people we represent, Roth said. House Republicans are ready to vote yes, but Speaker Tate needs to end the blockade and to get this house back in order. Roth said he's confident the fertility fraud package would have broad support from both sides of the aisle. Getting back to Matt Hall, he said that in addition to these bills that they want passed, the Republicans' cause is prepared to support State Representative Dale Sorn's House Bill 4028, which exempts tow truck companies, wreckers, from seasonal weight reductions regarding frost laws. When asked if Republicans would withhold support for other House bills until these set of bills legislation is passed, House Republican spokesperson Jeremiah Ward said the list of bills in Hall's letter are those that the House Republicans have discussed, and we know that our caucus is prepared to support them when confronting the House Democratic spokesperson Amber McCann. She said simply, Matt Hall's attempt to hold the House of Representatives hostage by rewriting history has been received and will be filed accordingly, which means thrown in the trash. Now, I got a very simple question, folks. Why would the Democrat Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, not bring up these innocuous, in my opinion, totally, what would you say? Bipartisan, nothing as far as policy goes that's majorly partisan in any way, shape, or form. These bills appear to be, my opinion, a complete waste of time that they even need to be brought up. But obviously, these are issues wrong with the current bills, laws, statutes that are on the books. So why wouldn't he bring them up? Well, quite simply, he doesn't want the House state representatives voting on anything, because they don't want to appear like they're able to accomplish something when they have a split House. 54 to 54 right now. No real majority in the House. So let's just shut it down. Let's not get anything accomplished. Let's just leave all these bills, even most of them supported by Republicans. Yeah, we're not going to do it. Gridlock. Now, here is the problem. One of these special elections coming up this coming April. I keep forgetting they scheduled them for April, not March. There is a very good chance that the Warren seat gets flipped to a Republican. Why? Because the Democrats have basically overplayed their hand. So a Democrat gets elected in the Westland District because they're 63% Democrat. Right now, the other House district in Warren that Lori Stone resigned from, they're calling it a toss-up. 50-50, maybe 51-49 at best. So if the Republican gets elected, guess what? We're back to gridlock for the rest of this legislative year. 55-55. Very, very, very interesting. But a clear indicator of exactly why we have these problems. Well, there is a possibility that we may know why Matt Hall is pushing this agenda. We'll talk about it in the next half hour of today's show. I'm Chuck Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.